sacrifice strength and resilience. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. President Biden says that's what Americans are made of as the nation marks 21 years since the 9/11 attacks.
The American story itself changed that day. But what we did change, what we will not change, what we cannot change, never will, is the character of this nation that the terrorists thought they could wound.
He spoke at the Pentagon and laid a wreath there. In New York City, where two hijacked planes brought down the towers of the World Trade Center, the names of the victims are being read.
Forever in our hearts. That's the theme of the day today here at the 9/11 Memorial and Museum. Families, first responders, and dignitaries, including the vice president, have gathered as the names are being read. One of those reading the names had a message for the elected officials.
I want to remind everyone over there, our politicians and elected leaders surrounded by a border right now. It took a tragedy to unite our country. Back then, no one cared if you were a Republican, Democrat, age, gender, race, ethnicity. We were united.
The silver bell on the platform will ring six times in total, followed by moments of silence.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, First Lady Jill Biden is in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where brave Americans confronted the terrorists. That plane, United Flight 93, crashed in a field. Overseas, preparations are underway for the state funeral of Britain's Queen Elizabeth. It'll be held a week from Monday. Today, thousands of people lined the streets and paid their respects as her casket was driven through Scotland. Her body will lie in rest tomorrow in Edinburgh. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Ukrainian troops are retaking territory seized by Russian forces.
This comes as a Ukrainian counteroffensive is making significant advances. Ukraine claims it retook more than 385 square miles just in the past week.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Meanwhile, the Kremlin says that Russian leader Vladimir Putin spoke to his French counterpart by phone. They reportedly discussed the volatile situation at a nuclear power plant. Fighting has been raging nearby. The Las Vegas journalist stabbed to death outside his home last week is being remembered as a dogged reporter who wasn't afraid of anything. Jeff Gehrman spent four decades writing about government corruption. The suspect in his killing is someone Gehrman was investigating, Clark County Public Administrator Robert Tellis.
A Democrat Clark County public administrator was arrested after a SWAT team arrived at his home. He had barricaded himself inside. He's accused of stabbing a veteran news reporter to death who was investigating serious allegations of political corruption against him. Prior to the 45-year-old's arrest, police released surveillance video of a suspect wearing a sun hat and carrying a giant duffel bag near the crime scene.
Fox's Christina Coleman, a straw hat found at Tellis's home resembles one worn by the suspect. Investigators in New Mexico are on the lookout for a tiger that they say poses a danger to the public.
A raid at two homes in Albuquerque last month netted drugs, guns, money, and an alligator. The alligator was taken to a wildlife facility. New Mexico wildlife officials say they're also searching for a young tiger they believe is being illegally kept as a pet as well. Now, investigators think the tiger is with someone in New Mexico or a nearby state. Albuquerque police reported a 26-year-old man has been arrested.
Fox's Ted Lidner. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.